Coinciding with the 90th anniversary of British Wireless for the Blind Fund providing radios for vision-impaired people to buy and on free loan, the charity has now introduced the latest in its range of bespoke radios and audio players designed specifically for ease of use by those with little or no sight. Called the Opus, the portable digital radio offers DAB and DAB Plus and FM RDS radios, but also Bluetooth audio streaming, USB recording and playback. Some of the other features it boasts are a liquid crystal display with zoom, 10 one-touch radio presets and built-in battery charging. And its design, like their other two radios, the multi-audio format Concerto 2 and the Duet Dual Radio, has the familiar charcoal grey casing with bright yellow tactile controls. We spoke to David Beard from the charity about the new Opus, and David started by comparing it with their Concerto 2 radio, CD and cassette player.
We've heard one predominant thing about the current piece of equipment that we have, which is Concerto 2, and that's the size of it. So what we've actually done here is actually delivered a unit that's half the size of Concerto 2, and it's half the weight. In doing that, we've obviously removed a couple of elements of Concerto 2, and that's the CD and the tape element, and we just come back to a radio that has USB function.
Finding the stations you want on any radio can be difficult for someone with very limited sight. Are there easy ways of tuning into the stations you want and hanging on to the stations that you want if you might want to listen to them on a regular basis?
Of course. We can never get away from the fact that the whole process of setting a station up is visual. Although we can always listen out for obviously the station that's being played to us to determine where we are. But once we get it set up, because we have five presets, it's just as simple as pressing that button 1, 2, 5 on the top of the radio.
Right, so you've got buttons 1 to 5 on the front of the panel, and there's a small screen behind that. Does that screen give necessary and useful information, or is it an additional add-on, if you like, for people who've got usable residual vision?
So the screen tells us everything about the station that we're currently tuned to and all of the data that's coming from the station about what the song that's just played and other information as well that's coming there.
You said it's a USB player. Right in the middle at the top in the centre, you've got the USB socket. Will it sense that you've put a USB stick in there? Will it know and start playing? How do you control the sound on the USB?
On the new Opus, we have 4 selection buttons in the top left. T for tuner, U for USB, and we just press that button for USB. It will then turn it into USB mode, and we then put the USB in, and it will obviously tell us how many tracks and everything are on there, and then we just press play and it starts playing.
And what sort of loudspeaker has it got?
This has got a left and right channel. It's a full stereo speaker. This is a Roberts player. You'll know that it's made by Roberts once you turn it on, and it has a fantastic tone.
And there's a headphone socket on it as well. Now, what new functions has Opus got that previous radios of yours haven't had?
On the old Concerto, we would always record everything back to tape. So we're now recording to USB. So this unit has full record. It will record from the radio. It will record from a microphone internal in the unit or one that you plug in. And in addition to that, it's got Bluetooth. So you can connect your smartphone and use this as an amplified speaker. And again, you can record all of that. I'm told that if you plug the right things in the right places, you can even turn this into a karaoke machine. It has an aux function on it. So you can actually get that output playing from the speakers themselves.
So have you aimed to make this a kind of all-in-one unit, bearing in mind that cassette is not with us anymore and CDs are possibly not that common?
For those that want to still use tape and CD, Concerto's still there. We've got it for a while. It's not going anywhere at the moment. But this unit, for those that are using USB, brings it bang up to date. There's no sliders, there's no belts, there's no drives. That means there's no heavy batteries that go into it. There's no weight to it.
And I guess we must finally talk about what is almost a trademark of all your radios, which is the high colour contrast, the sort of charcoal grey background and the yellow markers, which highlight all the controls. I see that they're all very different shapes and sizes. That's obviously very intentional.
Yes, totally. So even down to the fact that the arrangement of the 4 function buttons spells tuba, T-U-B-A.
Yeah, that's tuner, USB, Bluetooth and AUX. So you select which of those you want the radio to actually be using, what you're listening to.
Yes. And all throughout the process, although ultimately this radio won't talk to you, it has a number of useful and helpful beeps to tell you that a preset's been stored, or a beep to tell you that you're recording on the USB. There's obviously ascending and descending tones, obviously, for when we're searching for radio stations. So there's lots of useful indicators and helpers in there. There's clearly a number of buttons on it. We're not going to get away from that. But we have tuning tone volumes and playing tone volumes and a volume button. And then once we get outside of the tuning up and tuning down and the select button, we've only then got the presets and the play, stop, fast forward, pause and record for the USB left. So at the first instance, it looks as though it is quite busy, but it is quite minimalist in the number of buttons that it has to just do exactly what it needs to do.
And I suppose significantly, with a few exceptions, every button is different in tactile terms. It either has the number 1, 2, 3, 4 or 5 on it, or it has a letter on it, or a cross, or an arrow. So can this be operated without sight?
Most certainly, yeah. The whole purpose, obviously, of those buttons, if we go right back to the first radio that had Braille on it, these are not Braille symbols, but these are recognised symbols that the manual will describe even. So when you're listening to the manual, it will tell you that it's a raised symbol with a hollow middle, or it's a raised symbol with a filled-in middle, to determine which shape it is. And like I say, all of the buttons are there, but they're all away from each other. So the presets are nowhere near the play, stop and pause buttons. The tuner buttons are over on the right out of the way. The function buttons are over on the top left. And there's good finger spacing between all of them. So you're not going to press a button you believe you're pressing whilst pressing one to the left. There's no room to do that.
Now, as with all British Wireless's radios and audio players, they're available on free loan to any registrable blind or partially sighted person who meets certain criteria, and you can contact the charity to find out about those and whether you qualify for a free radio on loan. Separately, the charity's trading arm, BWBF Direct, sells their radios, and the new Opus costs £190. That price excludes VAT, which is not paid on this adapted radio if it's bought by a registered blind or partially sighted person or by someone on their behalf. And for more information about the Opus radio audio player or any other radios and players available from British Wireless, you can phone them on 01622 754 757. That's 01622 754 757. Or they may be emailed at info@blind.org.uk.
Infosound.